Page 91. "Well," said the Haut Prince, "this day must noble knights joust, and at after dinner we shall see how you can speed." When they blew to jousts, and in came Dinadan, and met with Sir Gawain, a good knight, and he threw him down over his horse's crop, and Sir Dinadan overthrew four knights more, and there he did great deeds of arms, for he was a good knight, but he was a scoffer and a japer, and the merriest knight among fellowship that was that time living. And he had such a custom that he kissed, that he loved every good knight, and every good knight loved him again. And so when the Haut Prince saw Dinadan do so well, he sent unto Sir Lancelot and bade him strike down Sir Dinadan. "And when that ye have done so, bring him afore me and the noble Queen Guinevere." Then Sir Lancelot did as he was required. Then Sir Lamorak, and he smote down many knights, and he rast off helms, and drove all the knights afore them. And so Sir Lancelot smote down Sir Dinadan, and made his men to unarm him, and so brought him to the queen and the Haut Prince, and they laughed at Dinadan so sore they might not stand. "Well," said Sir Dinadan, "yet I have no shame, for the old shrew Sir Lancelot smote me down." So they went to dinner. All the court had good sport at Dinadan. Then when the dinner was done, they blew to the field to behold Sir Palamides and Corsabrin. Sir Palamides pitched his pensel in the midst of the field, and then they hurtled together with their spears as it were thunder, and either smote other to the earth. Then they pulled out their swords and dressed their shields and lashed together mightily as mighty knights, that well nigh there was no piece of harness would hold them, for this Corsabrin was a passing felonious knight. "Corsabrin," said Palamides, "wilt thou release me yonder damsel and the pensel?" Page 92. Then was Corsabrin wroth out of measure, and gave Palamides such a buffet that he kneeled on his knee. Then Palamides arose lightly, and smote him upon the helm, that he fell down right to the earth. And therewith he raised off his helm, and said, "Corsabrin, yield thee, or else thou shalt die of my hands." "Fie on thee," said Corsabrin, "do thy worst." Then he smote off his head. And therewithal came a stink of his body when the soul departed, that there might nobody abide the Savior. So was the corpse had away and buried in a wood, because he was a Paynim. Then they blew into lodging, and Palamides was unarmed. Then he went to Queen Guinevere, to the Haut Prince, and to Sir Lancelot. "Sir," said the Haut Prince, "here have ye seen this day a great miracle by Corsabrin, what Savior there was when the soul departed from the body. Therefore, sir, we will require you to take the baptism upon you, and I promise you all knights will set the more by you, and say the more worship by you." "Sir," said Palamides, "I will that ye all know that into this land I came to be christened, and in my heart I am christened, and christened will I be. But I have made such an avow that I may not be christened till I have done 7 true battles for Jesus' sake, and then will I be christened, and I trust God will take mine intent, for I mean truly." Then Sir Palamides prayed Queen Guinevere and the Haut Prince to sup with him. And so they did, both Sir Lancelot and Sir Lamorak, and many other good knights. And on the morn they heard the mass, and blew the field, and then knights made them ready. Chapter 48. Of the sixth day, and what was then done. Here beginneth the sixth day. There came therein Sir Gaheris, and there encountered with him Sir Assaz of Surluse, and Sir Gaheris smote him over his horse's croup. Page 93. And then either party encountered with other, and there were many spears broken and many knights cast under feet. So there came in Sir Dornard and Sir Agovel, that were brethren unto Sir Lamorak, and they met with other two knights, and either smote other so hard that all four knights and horses fell to the earth. When Sir Lamorak saw his two brethren down, he was wroth out of measure, And then he got a great spear in his hand, and therewithal he smote down 4 good knights, and then his spear brake. Then he pulled out his sword and smote about him on the right and on the left hand, and raised off helms and pulled down knights, that all men marveled of such deeds of arms as he did, for he fared that so many knights fled. Then he horsed his brethren again and said, "Brethren, ye ought to be ashamed to fall off so your horses. What is a knight but when he is on horseback? I set not by a knight when he is on foot, for all battles on foot are but pillars' battles. For there should be no knight fight on foot, but if it were for treason, or else he were driven thereto by force. Therefore, brethren, sit fast on your horses, or else fight nevermore afore me." With that came in the Duke Chaleins of Clarence, and there encountered with him the Earl Albaus of Surluse, and either of them smote the other down. Then the knights of both parties horsed their lords again, for Sir Ector and Bleoberis were on foot, waiting on the Duke Chaleins, and the king with the 100 knights was with the Earl of Albaus. With that came Gaheris, and lashed to the king with the 100 knights, and he to him again. Then came the Duke Chaleins, and departed them. Then they blew to lodging, and the knights unarmed them, and drew them to their dinner, and in the midst of their dinner in came Dinadan, and he began to rail. Then he beheld the haut prince, that seemed wroth with some fault that he saw, for he had a custom he loved no fish, and because he was served with fish, the which he hated, therefore he was not merry. Page 94. When Sir Dinadan had espied the haut prince, he espied there was a fish with a great head, and that he got betwixt 2 dishes, and served the haut prince with that fish, and then he said thus, "Sir Galahalt, well may I liken you to a wolf, for he will never eat fish but flesh." Then the haut prince laughed at his words. "Well, well," said Dinadan to Lancelot, "what devil do ye worship in this country? For here may no mean knights win no worship for thee." "Sir Dinadan," said Lancelot, "I assure thee I shall no more meet with thee nor with thy great spear, for I may not sit in my saddle when that spear hitteth me. And if I be happy, I shall beware of that boisterous body that thou bearest." "Well," said Lancelot, "make good watch ever. God forbid that ever we meet, but if it be at a dish of meat." Then laughed the queen and the haut prince, that they might not sit at their table. Thus they made great joy till on the morn, and then they heard mass and blew to field. And Queen Guinevere and all the estates were set, and judges armed clean with their shields to keep the right. Chapter 49. Of the 7th battle, and how Sir Lancelot, being disguised like a maid, smote down Sir Dinadan. Now beginneth the 7th battle. There came in the Duke Combines, and there encountered with him Sir Aristance, that was counted a good knight, and they met so hard that either bare the other down, horse and man. Then came there the Earl of Lambale, and helped the Duke again to horse. Then there came Sir Assays of Surluse, and he smote the Earl Lambale down from his horse. Then began they to do great deeds of arms, and many spears were broken, and many knights were cast to the earth. Then the King of Northgales and the Earl Albaus smote together, that all the judges thought was like mortal death. Page 95. This meanwhile Queen Guinevere and the haut prince and Sir Lancelot made their Sir Dinadan make him ready to joust. "I would," said Dinadan, "ride into the field, but then one of you twain will meet with me." "Perdue," said the haut prince, "ye may see how we sit here as judges with our shields, and always mayest thou behold whether we sit here or not." So Sir Dinadan departed, and took his horse, and met with many knights, and did passing well. And as he was departed, Sir Lancelot disguised himself, and put upon his armour a maiden's garment freshly attired. Then Sir Lancelot made Sir Galihudin to lead him through the range, and all men had made wonder what damsel it was. And so, as Sir Dinadan came into the range, Sir Lancelot, that was in the damsel's array, gat Galihodin's spear and ran unto Sir Dinadan. And always Sir Dinadan looked up thereas Sir Lancelot was, and then he saw one sit in the stead of Sir Lancelot armed. But when Dinadan saw a manner of a damosel, he dread perils that it was Sir Lancelot disguised. But Sir Lancelot came on him so fast that he smote him over his horse's crop. And then great scorns gat Sir Dinadan unto the forest there beside, and there they despoiled him unto his shirt, and put upon him a woman's garment, and so brought him into the field, and so they blew unto lodging, and every knight went and unarmed them. Then was Sir Dinadan brought in among them all, and when Queen Guinevere saw Sir Dinadan brought so among them all, then she laughed that she fell down, and so did all that were there. "Well," said Dinadan to Lancelot, "thou art so false that I can never beware of thee." Then by all assent they gave Sir Lancelot the prize. The next was Sir Lamorak de Gales, the third was Sir Palamedes, the fourth was King Bagdemagus. So these four knights had the prize, and there was great joy and great nobility in all the court. Page 96. And on the morn Queen Guinevere and Sir Lancelot departed under King Arthur, but in no wise Sir Lamorak would not go with them. "I shall undertake," said Sir Lancelot, "that, and ye will go with us, King Arthur shall change Sir Gawain and his brethren never to do you hurt." "As for that," said Sir Lamorak, "I will not trust Sir Gawain, nor none of his brethren. And wit ye well, Sir Lancelot, and it were not for my lord King Arthur's sake, I should match Sir Gawain and his brethren well enough. But to say that I should trust them, that shall I never. And therefore I pray you recommend me to my lord Arthur, and to all my lords of the Round Table. And in what place that ever I come, I shall do you service to my power. And, sir, it is but late that I revenged that when my lord Arthur's kin was put to the worst by Sir Palamedes. Then Sir Lamorak departed from Sir Lancelot, and either wept at their departing.